Ahmad Shaheed released his third report on October 11th. The report is entirely based on claims made by 221 people that were interviewed from November 2011 to July 2012. Based on those claims, Shaheed has accused Iran of human rights violations. The report states that Iran's penal code contradicts international law. Iran's general prosecutor was quick to answer.
The report expresses the view of people that are criminals and terrorists themselves, like members of the MKO. What is the value of their testimony? Then they question our penal code. Under international norms, they cannot ask a country to change its laws. Who says they have a better penal code? What they say has no value.
Other Iranian officials believe that there are different interpretations of human rights depending on the culture and beliefs in the region.
Who says their human rights standards are the right ones? Should we base everything on their beliefs? This is wrong. We have Islam and we believe that our religious doctrines are much better. We go by our religious beliefs. It is wrong to do as they order. They believe that their model of democracy is the best, and they export it to other countries? This is wrong.
Others believe that Iran is singled out.
Human rights are breached in many countries in various ways, especially in Europe and the United States. But they have appointed a special rapporteur on human rights solely for Iran. Anyone that hears this will understand that it's a more political report than a legal one.
Shaheed is scheduled to present the report at the Third Committee of the General Assembly on October 24, 2012, at which time the Iranian delegation will have an opportunity to respond. Iran's prosecutor general says that Ahmad Shaheed's report is based on unfounded claims and the sources in the report are unreliable. Comments made by Iranian officials cast serious doubt on the credibility of Ahmad Shaheed's new report on human rights situation in Iran. Arash Khalabari, Press TV, Tehran.